barbershops are a safe space because I feel gents come in, they want to feel good, look good. They really just want an open chat. I feel like they're just not getting judged. It's just about creating a safe environment where people can come in, feel relaxed and talk about their problems if they want to. What the training gave us was a real eye-opener, if I'm honest. The night was, for me personally, something that really opened my eyes and made me realise how important it is to giving that person direction on where they should go and where they should head and who they should speak to. To have mine Bexley there to direct our clients towards, and really, as a barbershop, break that stigma in an environment where people can feel safe. But within that appointment time, our focus is solely on not just a haircut, but as soon as people sit down in our chairs, we want them to feel good, not just look good.
Barbershop is a great place for us men to be open, talk, be vulnerable, be honest, be raw. I've had experience with poor mental health in the past, which resulted in me attempting to take my own life. So I encourage men to speak openly and honest. I can understand why men struggle talking to GPs, older family members, caregivers, because they can't relate to what we're going through at the time. So I can understand why and appreciate why us men do tend to open up to the barber.
Mind invited me over to some training for mental health at a barbershop. Really fantastic, really insightful. The fellow that took it was great with his own personal experiences, and it really sort of gets you in that mindset to, you know, where you know where you stand and how to help people. I've got quite a bit of a passion for sort of mental health in its sense. It's something that over the years I've struggled with myself and sort of had to get help for. And I think the fact that blokes don't have anyone to talk to, it's nice to create that environment for them to have where they can feel safe. There's a couple of chaps coming to the shop quite regularly that are suffering with their mental health, and they do feel very comfortable and safe talking to me about it. We have a regular catch up and talk about how they feel, and the training really helped me sort of know how to steer the conversation.
We're here to listen and, you know, just lend an ear if anyone wants to chat to us. We can guide you to other resources that are more appropriate if we're unable to help. Everything you say to us is completely confidential, and we give free hugs as well if anyone is interested. Once again, we're really grateful to be part of the Mind team.
We find what we're working with Mind, and we're finding it really helpful, and it's so important to utilise the platform that me and my staff have got. We can do up to 56 services in a day. We're open 12 hours on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, up to 56 services. And everybody's different, and everybody's mental health and everybody's problems are different, and we just have to sit and listen and don't judge. We've been working with Mind for about 6-7 months now, had the training, and my girls know how to signpost and how to recognise when someone really does need the help. We don't push it. The main thing we do is listen, and we don't judge. And what we're trying to do is give them a pathway for finding them a comfortable place to talk.
All we do is listen. We like to understand what they're going through. We don't judge anyone, and I think it's really important for our clients to know they can come to our salon and just speak freely without any judgment at all. And we just want somewhere for them to feel relaxed. We don't judge, we don't offer them advice normally, but if we feel they need help, we will recommend that they go to Mind.
We could happily to be the one of the safe places where they can come down, sit down if they need to, speak to someone if they need to. So just provide them the service, really, because obviously it is tough out there for people with, you know, with in need and stuff. So yeah. Oh, absolutely, because it's good to get it out of your system, because obviously the more you talk to people, the more you feel relieved about it. Obviously, the more you keep it inside of you, it's always a challenge to fight with.
I feel like because we've had the correct training with Mind of Bexley, we can support clients that may be suffering with their mental health, anything with their financial reasons or family issues. And if clients are struggling, we do also have these leaflets, which we do tend to give out, and on there is contact numbers, so there's people that can support our clients as well.
Historically, men have found it incredibly difficult to talk about mental health. A lot of people suffer from social isolation. I mean, some people don't speak to another human being for weeks, sometimes months, but everyone has to have their hair cut. And I think in an atmosphere like John's place today, it's a place where men can come, they can feel safe. There's nothing weak about expressing your weaknesses to other people. This is why I think this project is very worth supporting. You shouldn't be ashamed or feel weak. You know, we all go through problems and we all go through issues that at times can seem insurmountable, but there is help there, and I would urge people to go out there and find it.
Hi there. I'm Billy. I'm a barber. I've been involved with this project for about a year now. People come here for their haircut, and I guess they trust us here. We're like a trusted space. They feel they can open up to us. Conversations here can start with something similar like the football, the weather, etc. And through my training from Mind, I've learned to listen better and look for the warning signs that someone is struggling, and I can point them to support through Mind. These projects, I feel, are so important for men, in particular as historically we don't talk enough. So important to talk. That's the message of this project. Talk, talk, talk. Please, let's talk.
So you can sometimes with men, you can always sometimes tell. They may not say how they're feeling, but you can sometimes generally look at someone and go, oh, he may need a bit additional support. So sometimes when you ask someone, you're okay, you can ask a second time, oh, how are you feeling today? And because you're asking that second question, that then gives them the key to open up to you. Because sometimes if you just go, oh, you're all right, are you okay? The general default answer is, yeah, I'm good. But if someone goes, oh, how are you feeling today? Is there anything that's making you feel how you're feeling or how you're looking? They're like, oh, this person then cares. So then gives them a safe space to open up, and obviously this is an environment where people can open up to us.
If you have a problem, speak up. I think the hardest part is just saying the first word, just speak up.
It's a space for everyone, men, women, no matter who you are, where you're from, it really, really doesn't matter. It's a space for everyone to come, feel a little bit better than when they walk through the door, and hopefully when they leave, they're feeling amazing. Having spaces like this, but in particular for men's mental health, or mental health in general, it just allows people to open up in terms of a community. Nobody's left behind. You get into nice conversations. People start to feel a little bit more relaxed around each other, and you never feel judged. So not feeling judged, then it allows you to open up, and you realise that actually there is people out there that care.
Where people start to talk. You don't just walk in and say it. No one sits down and goes, I'm not coping. That's how this works. It starts somewhere safe, somewhere small. Busy, you all right, same as always. Because men won't just come out with it, they test you first. A line dropped, a look, a pause, just long enough to see what you do with it. And if you rush it, laugh it off, move it on, it's gone. But if you don't, and if you stay with it, then something shifts. Because it never starts with, I'm not coping. It starts with what's easy to say, something like, did you catch the game at the Valley? Yeah, same as always. Then a pause. Then, work's been a bit much, not really sleeping. And that's it. That's the opening. Not everything, just enough. You don't hear it first, you see it. You see it in the quiet moments when they start and they stop joking. Same chair, same time, same person. Something's different. I don't get the one-off snapshot, I see the pattern. And the patterns don't announce themselves. They shift, they dip, they fade in small ways. You just have to notice. This isn't therapy. Most of us don't really want a therapy session. We just want someone to hear us out and without making a big deal of it. So you don't turn it into one. You just sit with it sometimes. You don't try and change it. No fixing, no answers, no pressure to make it better. You don't need to have all the answers. Sometimes it's just about listening and letting them talk. Because by the time someone says it clearly, say it properly, you've already been carrying it. The strong one act, it makes you really tough to ask for support. So it stays quiet in work, at home, in the way they sleep, in the way they don't, and it builds. We can't just wait for someone to walk into a doctor's surgery. By then, it's already been a while. But sometimes it gets caught earlier. Sometimes it's just catching it early. It stops it getting worse. A question not brushed off. Instead of laughing it off, I say, that sounds really heavy, mate. Do you want to talk about it? And the whole tone changes. That's the moment. And it happens more than people think. Thousands of times. Not in systems, not in appointments, in chairs, in mirrors, in conversations that weren't meant to say anything until they were. You don't always realise at the time how important it is, but then they come back and you know it mattered. You don't always see the outcome, they just leave. But maybe they come back, maybe they say more, or maybe they don't. But they know they could, and that's what matters, because this was always happening. The difference now is that someone's ready for it. Listening properly, not missing it, not closing it down, letting something be said without forcing it to be everything all at once. Because support doesn't start when we think it starts. It starts earlier. It starts in places people already trust, in conversations already happening, in moments that don't look like anything until they are. Because sometimes what matters is that something can be said.
To find out more, simply visit mindingbexley.org.uk/barbershop.